chinimandi.com podcast.
Indian telco's revenue grows strongly defying coronavirus. Indian Telecom Operation reported strong revenue and earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization growth in the 3 months ending June due to tariff growth and higher data users, defying the economic slowdown from countrywide lockdown of 68 days up to May end. According to the Fitch Ratings, revenue market share continues to consolidate with market leader Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel as the third largest telco. Vodafone India is losing 10 million to 15 million users per quarter. Indian telecoms are likely to weather the coronavirus-led slowdown as we forecast the industry's mobile segment EBITDA to grow 25-30% year-on-year. Despite expectation for Indian GDP to contract by 5% during this period, said Fitch. Robust growth will be driven by sustained higher tariff feature phone user migration to 4G and higher monthly data users of 12 to 16 GB per user, one of the highest globally. Data traffic surged by 20-30% as lockdown increased demand for data connectivity and remote access, which more than offset the slower migration of feature phones user to 4G smartphone cell, declined by 48% in Q1 FY21. Jio's revenue as EBITDA grew by 34% and 55% respectively, while Bharti reported Q1 FY21 Indian mobile revenue and EBITDA growth of 19% and 35% year-on-year. Bharti reported 21% rise in monthly average revenue per user to Rs. 157 as Jio reported 8% growth to Rs. 140. Jio was boosted by 67 million net subscriber addition year-on-year to 398 million while Bharti was flat at 280 million. We accept industry ARPU to grow by around 5-10% in FY21 as users upgrade gradually to higher tariff 4G private plans. We estimate 250 million to 300 million users still use 2G technology, said Fitch. Bharti ARPU was highest in the last 12 quarters, driven by 45% growth in 4G consumers to 138 million. 48% growth in the monthly data usage per user to 16.16 GB and 12% increase in voice usage to 1994 minutes. However, 4G net subscriber additional grew by only 1% quarter-on-quarter due to lower smartphone sales. Bharti believes industry monthly ARPU needs to grow to around Rs. 200 and eventually to 300 for a sustainable business model. But Vodafone Idea has lost about 144 million subscribers in 2 years and it is struggling to service debit due to EBITDA generation insufficient to cover interest cost. Its subscriber base is shrinking due to its deteriorating network on limited capex.